South Dakotans possessing edible marijuana products will continue to face a Class 5 felony if they're caught. A bill designed to equalize punishments failed in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday, February 5th. The bill's sponsor says the intoxicant in edibles is the same as in leaf marijuana, but opponents say it's more highly concentrated. Senator Ryan Maher says people carrying edible goods containing THC should not be charged with a felony when possession of leaf marijuana is a misdemeanor.
The typical scenario includes a person who buys an edible THC or CBD product in Colorado returns with some of their products for their personal use. It may be in the form of a baked good, and that person is often charged with a Class 5 felony, possession of controlled substances.
Maher says South Dakota's marijuana statutes are out of step in a changing society. But opponents say the THC in edibles is condensed and more powerful than the naturally occurring THC in unprocessed leaf marijuana. Paul Bichand is executive director of the state's attorneys association. He says edibles aren't just brownies. They include suckers, lollipops, and candy that appeal to children as well as adults. Bichand says THC is at the top of the list of illegal drugs, and that's what's being processed to make edibles.
And when you extract that into then a substance, you get hash. Hash is bad. And so then they're taking that and then making gummy bears.
Law officers frequently find edible THC products when stopping drivers coming from states where marijuana is legal, according to Rick Miller with the Department of Public Safety. Miller also says edibles and leaf marijuana have different effects on the users.
You're taking that drug and you're altering it, and therefore it needs to stay a felony. It's not in its natural form.
The bill was also opposed by the Attorney General's Office and South Dakota Sheriff's Association. The committee sent it to the 41st legislative day. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.